QK essay feedback for Per. We started in the introduction. You promised me in the introduction, I will use the ways of knowing sense, perception, reason, imagination, and memory to further support my claims, and you have not done that. You've promised me in the intro and did not mention this anywhere else in the essay. Okay, so that is the main point here. So don't promise me something if you are not willing to follow up on it. Next paragraph. Natural sciences, the quality of knowledge can be measured by how many people accept it. Then you talk about the quality. Can you tell me what do you mean with quality of knowledge in the science? Okay. And then you basically talk about the atomic model, and many people accept this. But why is this simply an indicator that therefore the quality is high? Make this link here, okay? So explain this a little bit. How the atomic model and the number of people accepting it and the quality, how they're connected. For me, this connection is not fully clear yet. And then later on, you talk about the possibility of a paradigm shift. But what does this have to do with the number of people? Do you want to say that for a paradigm to be in place, a number of people have to accept this paradigm? Is this what you want to say? You see what I mean? Many ideas, but I don't know. There is no. They're not connected yet enough. Okay, and maybe you need to make some linking sentences. Okay. Also, next paragraph here, just make sure that the formatting is the same because you've got single space here. You start off very interesting. Knowledge meaning personal understanding of the topic at hand. I thought this was a very nice start, and because I thought you're going to talk about personal knowledge here. But then you give me an example of Albert Einstein, and I do not understand how this Albert Einstein example and their theory of relativity, how this is connected to the personal understanding. So I don't get it. And I think what you want to say is that there is a personal understanding means that I as an individual have an understanding, and it does not depend on the number of people because I'm the only one. Okay, I agree with you, but it's not really been stated as clearly. Okay. So I give you an example here, just to make this clear, because the connection is in your head, but not in the reader's head. On the other hand, it is often also true that the quality of knowledge in the natural sciences is not defined by how many people accept it. This case is quite common. According to my definition of accepting knowledge, meaning personal understanding of a topic at hand. Okay, so far it still works. And then you jump ideas, and you talk about knowledge that basically keeps rising very fast, where I have no idea how this is connected to the previous sentence. Okay, so it's very complex. You basically start out with one idea, and then you talk about knowledge in general, and then you basically continue with Einstein as an example of something that is very complex, and you have left behind the personal understanding of it. Okay, so this is a very common thing that, I don't know, a lot of students are doing. They start off in an interesting way, have one or two very interesting introductory lines, and then all of a sudden they completely, within the paragraph, they immediately switch over and they talk about some theoretical background, basically do not complete the idea that they started off with. A very common issue, and please, not only here, but check every paragraph, okay? And then you continue with Einstein, the concepts of lengths decreasing with speed, and you explain Albert Einstein's theory of relativity. I don't even know what this theory is supposed to show, but rather believe that it's true because scientists say so. Is this some kind of a connection here to something many people cannot understand by themselves? This seems to be some kind of a weak connection here, but I don't know. In general, this knowledge is highly credible. Actually, but I don't know if it's supposed to be credible. I'm more interested in the personal understanding of it. Yeah. So I do not see a clear connection yet, because you're jumping from one idea directly to the next idea, and you're given an example that does not directly support your initial claim. Okay. Next example in history, you're giving a Holocaust example. I think it is overused. Good TOK essays will use personal examples. So use personal examples from your history class, okay, and not some textbook examples. Okay. Next one is the date of Jesus Christ. You spend, I don't know, a lot of almost the full paragraph is dedicated simply to this example. So you spend, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 lines talking about the 25th of December, but the actual question is this now good quality knowledge? If many people accept the 25th of December, but there is no solid scientific evidence for this, does this now make it good or bad knowledge? Or to what extent is it not even necessary to maybe have a certain consensus about certain things that we agree on, even if there is no evidence for it? Okay, so that is another question. So in the last paragraph here, I think the focus is too much on basically on the 25th of December. You're talking about the Romans and all of these things. Yeah, that might all be. But I think this can also be simply, this example can be reduced to one line. Okay, that people accept the 25th of December as Christmas, even though there is no evidence for this. Okay, for 25th of December. As a matter of fact, it's the reason, background information, why it is the 25th of December is because on the 21st of December, this is Sonnenwende, okay, where the days start to become longer. So for this reason, it's like this, that actually it was a celebration in many countries for the days to become longer again. For example, in Scandinavian countries, it's like this, that they're celebrating this as a yes, that's mit so Lichterfest, how do you call this? Yeah, you get what I mean, right? So you see that actually the idea is that actually religious concepts have become intermixed with cultural, already existing cultural concepts and so on. So that's the background, okay? Forget about this. The idea is that more than half of the paragraph you're explaining an example, but you're not really talking yet enough about the fact, or the question is, does this make it good or bad knowledge, or is it even relevant for it to be considered good or bad knowledge? Okay, so there are many things that we know that are not true scientifically or so, but we still accept them because they're simply useful, and it is a convention, and that might be something that you can explore a little bit more, and reduce the explanation of the example down to the relevant parts. Okay, so that is basically something that I would recommend here. Talk a little bit more also about your personal experiences as a knower by giving more personal examples, okay? Examples from your own history and physics class, okay? So that is actually stuff that they want. Is they don't want that you simply research some abstract examples, but actually that you get personally involved in the essay by using all the personal examples, okay? So all the best.